Any visions about the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, but what should the real vision of ISKCON be? Srila Sridhar Maharaj. In this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami gives the real acquaintance of what is ISKCON. Namashrestam manumapi sachiputra matra sarupam. ISKCON must not deviate from this line. We have not come here to deceive ourselves, but to fulfill ourselves. ISKCON will fulfill everyone's inner demands, even extending to the vegetables and stones, taking them to the feet of Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. From village to village, everyone in every place should be hunted and approached. Take the name of Krishna. Come under the flag of Mahaprabhu. This grand worldwide mission will thrive like anything. It will touch the heavens and cover the earth and other planets also. That was the aim of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and we understand and appreciate that. So that's the end of that chapter. Then this chapter, chapter 5, is called God Consciousness versus Society Consciousness, where you explain progress means elimination and a new acceptance. And you give the example, if someone is an out-and-out socialist living in the capitalist country, if there is a clash between the socialist and the capitalist, what will he do? Whose side will he take? And you mentioned how in the Christian line they have Catholics, Protestants, and Puritans, progressive Christianity. Then how Einstein had to leave Germany to go to America for his high ideal of life. And where Krishna says, Swadharma nidhanam shreya paro dharma vyavaha, the relative consideration. An absolute consideration. Sarva dharmam parityajamam ekam sharanam braja. Give up everything, come to me directly. And also, after the disappearance of Guru, you explain how disturbance must come. And the disciple begins atma samiksha, self-analysis. And and this example of Jesus and Judas, how Judas betrayed Jesus, and how also Peter, who is the leader of Christ, his apostles, disciples, he was exposed when he denied Christ. Then you give the example of the sycophant. The sycophant. Sycophant. Flatterer.
Oh, sycophant.
Yeah. The Muslim king, when he advertised, I want one flatterer. Who will be the fit man for the job? And then the example of Dronacharya and the Pandavas shooting the eye of the bird in the tree. Then about
God versus society consciousness.
Yeah. Then about not taking the infinite within the prison house of our mind. Not taking the infinite in the prison house of our mind. Confining him there. But what our guru, and also our guru, what he has given us, is it a living thing? Any growth can be seen. And here you say that if someone thinks that he has finished all knowledge and has attained perfection, then we hate it. And then you give the example of Kaviraj Goswami, Puri Shera Kita Hoite Murise Lagista, lower, thinking himself lower than the worm in the stool. And here is the finish. So then if someone says, I have finished all knowledge, God, Chaitanya is my disciple, he should be shot down as the greatest enemy ever found in the world. And this is chapter 6.
First of all time.
How many chapters?
14. Here is, I command you become guru. Is a picture of Mahaprabhu. This verse, Tavakatamritam. And you gave Bilva Mangal Thakur's verse, Maduram Maduram Vaparasya Vibho. And that other verse, Mara Swayamnu Madura Dyuti Mandalamnu. How sweet is Krishna. And that should be distributed, the Harikatha.
Krishna's photo, Krishna's photo. Yeah.
So then you say, Jari Dako Tari Kaho Krishna Upadesh. And you say that the sum total of news in this world is that at every second, everyone is entering the jaws of death. The jaws of death in the material world. The news is that everyone is entering the jaws of death.
Dust.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Judge.
J-A-W.
Judge.
Judge.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Jaw.
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 Jaw. Jaw of death. So Mahaprabhu says, I command you, take the position of guru, the giver, and don't be afraid that you'll become puffed up with pride and go to hell. I order you, do relief work. Don't stand idle as an onlooker. And you give the example when someone criticized that in Madras that Ramakrishna Mission is feeding people. Mm. And you told if there is a famine and you are distributing food and someone flees from the crowd, should you go to catch them and stop your distribution? And then there's a picture of Mahaprabhu in the Jharikhanda forest.
Jharikhanda. Pate Mahaprabhu jachen kirtan korte korte.
You say his vibration of Harikatha was so fine, it penetrated the elephant and tiger body, and they began. In chapter 7, the initiating spiritual master. You give the example of the three kinds of guru, 2 feet in Vaikuntha, extending 1 foot here.
This is very important.
Yes. And the Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttama Adhikari. Then Krishna's headache, and the gopis giving their feet dust. And Ramanuja. Giving his mantra at the risk of going to hell. And the trap to capture guru, shiksha. You once said shiksha. Through shiksha, the disciple will add as the trap to capture guru, hearing his shiksha.
To trap guru, what is this?
You said that if someone gives his shiksha, then the disciple, he will recognize that guru is there. Because I was saying once.
Shika.
No.
Shika, shika.
Ah, shika.
No.
Hmm? Shika, mani vidya.
Ah, shika.
Upadesh.
Upadesh.
Oh, shika.
Yeah.
It's trap.
See, once I told you that you said you must follow your guru's, you must give what your guru has given to you. It is not your property. So I said, I can give that by giving instruction. And what is the necessity to give initiation? And you said, but by instruction or shiksha, the disciple will capture the guru. He will understand who is the guru through the shiksha.
Trap, what does it mean, trap?
It's figurative.
Huh?
Yeah.
figurative.
It means he will recognize his guru by his shiksha. But the shiksha of the guru, the disciple, he can guru parichay bujhte paren.
Bujhte paren. Acha. Kintu trap mane ki? Trap mane phand. To capture, to catch the guru.
He will capture the conception of guru. Guru vichar, mane grahan karte paren. He can appreciate the conception of guru this way, in a figurative way.
Capture. He was on the discussion of diksha.
Trap means something which unconsciously can capture one. Whom it captures, he may not know. He unconsciously comes on the falls in the trap.
Literally it means that.
Literally?
Yes.
But the other, the
it is more figurative.
In a figurative way. In a loose...
When guru capture guru by shraddha, it is Narottama. Narottama Thakur, he captured Lokanath in a trap.
Something like that.
Like that.
Something like that.
That idea.
That maybe.
Because Lokanath Goswami did not want to give initiation.
So he kept
just
him.
Like
but
that.
But he put a trap.
Sangati.
Then this chapter 8, separation from Sri Guru. Here is a picture of yourself and Swami Maharaj on the roof here of your mutt. And this, the beginning of the chapter says that His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada gave advice to his senior disciples that if the need arose to consult higher spiritual authority after his disappearance, his senior godbrother, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, should be consulted. On more than one occasion, he said, I consider Srila Sridhar Maharaj to be my shiksha guru, instructing spiritual master. So what to speak of the benefit that others can have from his association? And just after his disappearance, his senior disciples approached Srila Sridhar Maharaj and asked his advice on how to guide the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The following is an excerpt of their conversation. So this is when the GVC came to see you in 1978. And but it is not represented as GVC, but just question and answer format. And you gave the example of the disciple is like the lotus, and Krishna is like the sun, and the guru is like the water all around in which the lotus is situated. So remove the water, and then the lotus
this is very
burns
nice.
In the sun.
This is very nice example.
Yes.
And then also,
top example.
You gave the example of Raghunath Das Goswami, how he saw that Radha Kund, which previously was inspiring him, was now like a tiger's jaws coming to devour him. And Govardhan Hill was like a python coming to swallow him up. So it was antagonistic. So you spoke about Vipralamba. Then you speak of the position of Acharya and Vatsalya Rasa and Sakya Rasa, dealings with disciples and godbrothers. Then you speak of autocracy as opposed to democracy, that our is autocratic position of guru, all in all, unconditional surrender. But you say that the Krishna conception helps us make adjustments because whom we conceive as the Absolute, Mother Yasoda, is coming to whip him. She's whipping Krishna. And Tatastha Vichar, as you have asked. Also, to the disciple, you say the Guru is more near and dear to us than God Himself. And also, you said we are messiahs of free faith. Mm-hmm. Messiahs of free faith. That no law should come to check the flow of love. But law, vidhi, should promote the flow of love. Mm. You also give the example of the tooth biting the tongue. From the Bhagavatam, if the tooth cuts the tongue, should we remove the tooth?
It bites the tongue.
Yeah.
Should we remove the tooth for that? So you said some loving, one organic whole, loving dealing. Then Kanak, Kamini, and Pratishtha. You explain the dangers for acharya. And also, if guru must be abandoned, gurur api avaliptasya, karjam karjam ajanata. And Jiva Goswami and Harinam Chintamani of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Also, you explain that when Krishna entered the arena of Kamsa, how Guru is seen differently by different persons. So as Krishna, when he entered Kamsa's arena, he was seen in different ways. And the example of where the son may be a judge, but the father comes before the judge and gives his regard to the rank, the position. And Sridhar Swami's this Ahang Vedmi Sukhaveti Vasaveti Naveti Va. And Mahaprabhu telling Sanatan that Krishna.
That is not composed by Sridhar Swami.
Yes. But
it's about Sridhar Swami.
Yes. And his commentary on the Bhagavatam.
Right.
Then Mahaprabhu telling Sanatan that Krishna is going to grace you through me. And your example of the poster in the wartime in Calcutta, take this dress.
That example for which?
For which? So many questions are being asked to you. Should we do this? We will have disciples. Should we do that? Then finally you say, take this uniform, take this, and so many things will be shown to you. You'll get inspiration what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that our master is not a cheat. He will come to help us with all his might, saying, do this, I'm helping you, I'm at your back. When we are all sincere, things will happen like this.
Do that.
Then the next chapter is called Namaguru and Mantra Guru.
Namaguru and Mantra Guru.
Then here, this is your example. Here's a Govinda Maharaj,
yes.
There's a graphic illustration of your example,
circle,
Gayatri mantra
majhane diye Gayatri mantra charidike circle diye diyechen seta mahamantra Hare Krishna mahamantra ar eta diye ekta channel beriye jacche eta diye ekta channel beriye jacche eta diye ekta channel asche এইভাবে ওটাকে একটা সাজিয়ে করেছেন, এই তার সব নাম দিয়েছেন. হোয়াট
continues to Goloka.
Continues to Goloka, eta?
Harinam extends to the lowest position and
yes.
goes to the highest position.
Harinam, Sarvatru, yaya, Golok theke,
ye kore. Yes. And Majghane
Mantra.
Majghane Mantra. To
help.
The
Harinam.
So this looks very scientific, this explanation. Then also here, this Atma Prigyanamayo.
Atma Prigyanamayo Vivado Jastiti Nastiti.
And then you tell the story of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya.
Yes.
And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, example, a man living in a dungeon. His friend comes to show him the sun and he says, let me get one lantern. He says, no lantern will be necessary. Then, and also, Dushasan and the Virat Rupa.
Dushasan.
And Virat Rupa. To bind Krishna and Dhritarashtra. Here's the sages, everyone praising Krishna and says, remove my blindness and let me see you. And Krishna says, I say that you see and you'll see. No necessity of removing your blindness.
Independent of our physical senses, that knowledge, and that is more. That there is water, there is water, there is light, light. His sweet will everything at the back.
Ram Gopal Babu bhari jealous korte nei shob dutake. Krishna hoiben kora iccha holo ta.
Ram kam shastra phastra eto puja shuji tar puji hoyte ki bolen. Tomader
ta kore bolo debe line
e. Tomader ki?
Ar bolo debe line.
Then the religious jungle, when Uddhava asked Krishna, why are there so many isms in the world? How did this come about? Then the story, the lady and the mula, this mula. When you say every disciple cannot catch the real spirit of the advice of the guru, so the mula was giving lecture on Quran.
Quran.
Okay. Mula.
The mula.
Mul.
Muslim priest.
Huh? No, mula. Muslim.
Lady and the.
Musa. You know,
the Muslim.
Mula.
Mohammedan. No, Muslim.
Mulla.
Mulla.
Oh. Right. Dadi nara deke kanche.
Yeah.
Mulla.
Yeah.
Mulla.
M-U-L-L-A.
Double L.
Mulla.
M-O-L-L-A.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. Right. So that story. Very humorous.
Yes. Ramar ekta erom chagol chilo. আমি যে পাঠ করলাম বলে বাবা আমি যত কিছু বুঝি নেই তোমার মতো আমার তোমার দাড়ি আমার একটি ছাগল ছিল তার দাড়ি ছিল আর সেই দাড়িটি ঠিক তোমারই মতো দেখতে অর্থাৎ তুমি যত মাথা নাড়ছো আমার সেই ছাগলের কথা মনে পড়ছে কেউ এইরকম মাথা নাড়তো
Then Newton saying, I'm just collecting pebbles on the shore of the ocean of knowledge. And that way I'm more learned than all of you who think that you know everything. Then here, this chapter 10, instructing spiritual masters, Shiksha Guru Parampara.
Very important. শিক্ষা গুরু পরম্পরা আমাদের যে গুরু পরম্পরা
শিক্ষা গুরু পরম্পরা
ইউ এক্সপ্লেইন আওয়ার পরম্পরা ফলোজ দি আইডিয়াল নট দি বডি ইট ইজ এ সাকসেশন অফ ইনস্ট্রাক্টিং স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার মহাপ্রভু শ্রী চৈতন্য রাধাকৃষ্ণ নাহি অন্য Rupanuga Janara Jivan. Then you explain about the line of thought as traced from Newton to Einstein. Copernicus, Galileo, Newton, Einstein. How in considering great distance, the intermediate points may be neglected and the major points are taken into consideration. Like Newton, the thought from Newton to Einstein.
Newton
and Einstein, what did they say?
That you trace in scientific thought, we trace from Newton to Einstein.
The thought.
And the lesser important scientists in between.
Excluded.
Yes.
The Guru Parampara. Touching the main points.
Yes. Then, so you say disciplic succession.
Disciplic succession.
Is not a bodily succession.
It's a bodily not.
It's a not body parampara.
Spiritual thought.
Yes. Then you mentioned Baladev Vidyabhushan and his valuable contribution to the sampradaya. And here's pictures of Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami. And there's a photo of Baladev Vidyabhushan. And you explain the zigzag line of truth. The knowledge is coming down in a zigzag way. And you say, I am not a servant of A, B, C, or D. I am a servant of Mahaprabhu. And I must turn in any way, whatever may be favorable, to reach my Lord. And you give tell of Gopa Kumar in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, how he had to go from one level to another.
Progressing.
Then you tell of Prahlad Maharaj that his father is a demon, he's a devotee, his son is a demon, his grandson a devotee again. You mentioned Prahlad's Guru Parampara, Hanuman's Guru Parampara, Pandava's Guru Parampara, Mahadev's Guru Parampara. You say, but Brahma and Mahadev are gurus themselves. They are the creators of their own lines of Guru Parampara. But Gopa Kumar passes them also. Why? His thirst is not quenched until he goes to Vrindavan. So Brihad Bhagavatamrita has shown us the line of Guru Parampara, or the real line of our quest, our search. Then, and also, you give the example of the Pandavas going to the Himalayas and how so many fell away, but Yudhisthira and the dog continued together. So you said some may be eliminated. Then you quote Mahaprabhu and Ramananda. That Ramananda was shrinking away not to instruct Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu said that you are your wealthiest capitalist of the spiritual world. So use that and do good for the public. Then the example of here you say, first, let us understand guru, then the question of parampara. You say, Srimati Radharani is not in the Guru Parampara. Should we dismiss her? The question of first importance is who is Guru? And then there can be a chain of them coming down. Then you give example Alexander the Great, the Gordian knot, that who can unloose this knot will be a great king. Then Alexander, he cut the knot with his sword, ignoring the formal consideration. And the example of Columbus, who can stand an egg? Can you make an egg stand?
No, that is for Napoleon, perhaps.
Uh-huh. Yeah, someone said that. Mm-hmm. He says on one tape,
I thought that Columbus was the case with Napoleon. Mm. You can keep the egg on your nail. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we can correct that. We thought so, but in one place you said Columbus.
I heard it like that. Uh-huh. In the case of Napoleon.
Maybe sleep.
Yes. Right. We can change it. That's.
Can maybe sleep.
Anyway, then chapter 11, called The Land of Gurus. And you explain the verse, Na hi kasmad gurur gyanam sushtiram syat supushkalam.
Na hi ekasmad gurur
gyanam.
এটা শ্রীমদ ভাগবতে আছে
না হি এক আসমান
এক গুরু থেকে জ্ঞান আহরণ করা এটা ইয়ে না বহু গুরু
চব্বিশ গুরু অবশেষে চব্বিশ গুরু
এক আসমান পর
অবধূত
ব্রাহ্মণ
And then you tell of that Baladev Vidyabhushan explains how both Rupa and Sanatan Goswami have shown Govinda to the world like a jewel within their palm. And then also this, you quote the Nyaya Shastra, this Vishay, Sangshay, Purvapaksha, Mimamsa, Siddhanta, Sangati. Then Agyata Sukriti, Gyata Sukriti, Shraddha, Saru Sangha. And you explain the gradations. You say what to speak of here, and God exists, His own Self, there is gradation. Vasudev, Vishnu, Narayan, Dwarakesh, Mathuresh, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna.
Not only ends there, but Swayam Rupa, Swayam Prakash, Prabhava Prakash, Vaibhava Prakash, so many ideas, divine infinity.
Then you, here you mention about being hurled down to Vaikuntha, Raghunath Das Goswami.
Parabhume deve fede. Sirati pramala vade.
Parabhume daya.
Then this is chapter 12. It is called Servant of the Servant. And
telescope system.
Yes. And that Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta chate jana.
Mad bhaktam.
Ye me bhaktam amata.
And also you told how in the beginning how Srimati Radharani was worshipping time. Time. Kale.
Time.
Ye kale va swapane.
Time.
Worshipping time. Je kale va swapane dekhinu bongshi.
So the Krishna would remain.
Ye kale ailo dui boiri. Mane shomayer puja.
Boiri ami Ramananda sangbade. Ota ki Radharani bolche ami.
Na. It's not in Ramananda sangbade.
Yes. Ye kale va swapane,
yes,
dekainu bhakti vadan.
Yes,
I don't know.
Where is it?
It's
in
Ramananda Charitamrita.
Yes, it's in Ramananda Sangha.
In Ramananda Sangha?
Yeah. Whenever we want to find anything from
Maharaj,
we look there.
Radharani bolchen. Na ke bolchen.
Radharani says that.
Radharani says
that. When Krishna comes again, I'll worship time, propitiate time.
Oh,
ye kale va.
Oh, this sloka in Jagannath Vallabh Nataka.
Je kale va shapone de kainu bangshi kodane.
Se kale ailo
di boiri, ananda
amadan, hori nilo morman.
So we only have access to Jagannath Vallabh Nataka. Kuno jadi kuno
kono parai Krishna darshan, tabe sei kono ghoti bol, diya malila jandan, nana vigaran. অলঙ্কৃত পরিবেশ
রত্নখচিতা এই শ্লোকটা this sloka
yes
this is translation of that sloka
yes that's yes. right also you say this example if you love me love my dog how intense one's love for his master must be if he can love the master's dog so the test of our love of the master is of Krishna is in pleasing his servants. Then, and you say how Krishna is a king and there is a hierarchy of servitors surrounding the king and the Everest example, highest peak, Everest, surrounding Everest, so many subordinate peaks. So then making the approach nearer to Krishna, we will understand so many servitors and his connection. And this, you say, the real test of devotion, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was in traveling in South India, and someone would say, he is a great devotee of Krishna or a great devotee of Ram, he would say, under whose guidance does your service to Krishna go on? And they would say, no, no, I am directly concerned with Lord Krishna. I am directly concerned with Lord Ram. Then when they went away, we heard our Guru Maharaj say, he has no devotion. That person was dismissed as an imitation devotee. And in this chapter 13 is Lives of the Saints about Goshtananandi and Vivekanandi. You explain.
মানে সিরিয়ালি গিয়েছে আর জিনিসগুলা দেখছেন ওই যে চ্যাপ্টারের পর চ্যাপ্টার যেগুলো একবার ইয়ে করতে 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 শেষ কালটা একবার গিয়ে এইটা লাস্ট চ্যাপ্টার
নেক্সট টু লাস্ট
হ্যাঁ
দিস ওয়ান মোর আফটার দিস
13 চ্যাপ্টার এখানে গিয়েছে একবার ওই বিবেকানন্দী আর গোষ্ঠানন্দীতে গিয়ে
প্রেমারুরুক্ষু
মানে সাজানোটাও খুব সুন্দর হয়েছে বলুন একের পর এক
And then here is a picture of Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Thakur act a picture.
Because you are quoting his Chaitanya Shikshamrita. And that we cannot make this distinction, who is higher and lower. And you mentioned Krishna, it's his will through whom he chooses to do different services in this world. Krishna, it's his selection.
Krishna's
selection, which devotee he will do his work through, and what kind of work. And you mentioned Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, how they did not preach in an extensive way. But on the other hand, Nityananda Prabhu and others did. Krishna selects his instruments according to his desire. Then you mentioned Rupa and Sanatan did not practically come in touch with the masses for preaching, but they gave scriptures for the preachers. Then Sparsha Mani, the Vaishnavas, like touchstones. Then you mentioned that, but it may be taken from one point of view that Gaur Leela is higher than Krishna Leela. So those who are engaged in distribution, that is very laudable. Then here is a picture of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. This is how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, all spiritual knowledge is contained within a particle of the dust of his lotus feet. And you mentioned Gadadhar Pandit, also his affinity for Mahaprabhu is so great. And you say Krishna is dancing. Krishna's dancing through different agents. Then you give the story of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Aho Bakiyam Stanakala Kutam, and Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda Datta. Then this is the last chapter, chapter 14. It's called The Line of Sri Rupa, Rupanuga Sampradaya. And you begin saying, mercy is above justice. And that verse again, Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam Kamva Doyalum Sharanam Brahma. And you say we should omit the department of justice because we will be dealt with very severely. And rather we should approach the department of mercy. Then you quote Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Govinda Vallabhe Radhe Prataye Twamahangsada. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his Archana.
Govinda Vallabhe Radhe Prataye Twamahangsada.
And Radhe Vrindavanadi She Koranamrita Vahini. And there's a photo of Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Gopal Bhatta Goswami
writing his. Then distributing ecstasy, the Karanamrita Vahini, the Haladini Shakti is distributing. You say, like a river has in it many valuable minerals and jewels, or to trace in that current. So the Haladini current is distributing that. Then Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who says Krishna is of secondary concern. Here is that verse. Ashabare Amrita Sindhu Mai Katanchit.
Yes.
Then Radha Dasyam, and you quote also Krishna and Uddhava. Natata me priyatama atmayonir na shankara. And then asamaho charananenu jasama hangsham. Then you give, then there's the explanation of the, here's a photo of Radhan Govinda. Then you explain the significance of the Rupanuga Sampradaya coming from Rupa Goswami. And here's a picture, Srila Rupa Goswami, the Bhakti Rasa Charja, giver of the Raganuga Shastras. And then, and you describe, this is our spiritual inheritance. You gave the example, the father leaves some valuable documents for the children. They may not know the value as children, but when they mature, they come to realize their wealth that's been left. And you said, this is not my property, but the property of my Gurudev. And then you say that Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he gave everyone a clue. He distributed the key widely and gave a clue. Come and open the chest and find out what valuable ornaments and gems are within the chest. Then you say, but people will say, this is just a product of a disorganized brain, the non-devotees. They will think this is madness. And you quote Rupa Goswami's verse, Virachaya mai dandam dinabandhu dayamba, about the chatak bird praying for water from the clouds. And then the book finishes with that verse, praying for the grace.